跟麦粒分开的。
But you need to go through suffering for the husk to separate from the wheat.
但是不光这样。
But not only that.
当你在那里收拾庄稼的时候。
When you are there harvesting the field.
还有许多的糠，许多的 dust.
There's much dust there.
所以这个时候，弟兄姊妹，你看有麦子，有糠。
You'll see that there is the wheat and there's also dust there.
那么你要糠，你要麦子，你不要糠。
You want the wheat, but you don't want the dust.
所以那天晚上。
So that night.
我们知道伯利恒一定有比较高一点的地方。
So there is a place that's a little higher in Bethlehem.
那就是大麦场。
And that is a threshing floor.
那为什么到了晚上呢？
Why is it at night?
因为到了晚上的时候，晚风会吹来。
Because at night you have the night wind that comes.
所以当晚风吹的时候。
So as the night wind comes.
波阿斯和他的工人就可以把那个麦子，这个麦子，大麦就往空中扬去。
So what they would do is take the barley and cast it in the air.
那用簸箕簸箕把它扬出去。
And cast it into the air using a special
instrument.糠就随风就飘去。
And then all the dust gets blown away by the wind.
明白吗？
You understand?
现在波阿斯在农场上做这个工作。
So this is the work that Boaz was doing.
那现在如果路德要寻找安息的话。
Now if Ruth is going to look for a place of rest.
你看安息在哪里能够找得到呢？
But where can you find rest?
很清楚的
Very clearly.
那是波阿斯的大麦场
Is in the threshing floor of Boaz.
也是波阿斯播大麦的地方
Is also where Boaz was there winnowing the barley.
什么时候我们的糠被除去
Whenever our dust is removed from us.
那代表我们的罪
It represents our sin.
什么时候我们的麦壳被除去
When our husk is removed.
这代表我们的肉体
It represents our flesh.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你就得着安息
Then you can receive rest.
主耶稣说
The Lord Jesus said.
劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Those who are heavy laden can come to me.
我要使你们的魂得着安息。
And I'll give you rest for your soul.
他说我是柔和谦卑的。
Because I am gentle.
我们的主在哪里是柔和谦卑的？
Where is our Lord gentle and humble?
他在十字架上他柔和谦卑的。
On the cross he was gentle and humble.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这个是波阿斯的大麦场。
So this is a threshing floor of Boaz.
这个也是波阿斯播大麦的地方。
Is this also the place where...Boaz is doing the winnowing work.
所以现在你看见，如果我们要享受安息
，So if we want to enjoy rest,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
要柔和，要心里柔和、谦卑、学主的样式。
We have to be gentle and humble to imitate Christ.
这样我们就能够得着安息。
So then we can receive rest.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
下面就这个故事。
And the story that follows is this:
怎么能够得着安息
？How do we receive rest?
在第二章
Chapter 2
我们和神的恩典发生关系
We are related with the grace of God
神的祝福发生关系
We are related with the blessing of God
我们像婴孩一样躺在母亲的怀里
We are like children resting in the mother's arms
我们渴慕母亲的奶
We long for the milk of the mother
我们渴慕那个供应
We long for that provision
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
你看见吗
You see that
当你要长大的时候
When you are going to grow up
你现在害怕起来了
Now you start to be afraid
你担心失去这个恩典
You're afraid to lose that grace
所以你里面就没有安息
You have no rest then
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
现在你要学一个功课
You have to learn a lesson
这个功课是很重要的功课
This lesson is very important
那就是那天晚上在大麦场上所发生的事
So that is what occurred on that threshing floor
那么如果我们读了下面的故事
If we have read the story that follows
有的人就觉得这里为什么这样描写呢
Some people feel, why is it described this way?
这个描写会不会表示当中有些暗昧的情形不光明的情形呢
Now, in chapter 3, does it refer to some inappropriate activity that occurred?
知道我们今天读圣经是用西方的头脑来读圣经
Now, today when we study the Bible, we often use the Western mind to study it.
你要记得那个时候那个整个的环境是东方的环境
Now, remember, that environment of that time was all Eastern.
是一个非常保守不是非常开放的。
It's a very conservative society, not open society.
所以这里没有可能是一种暧昧的情况。
So it's impossible for there to be inappropriate activity.
一面婆婆建议媳妇怎么做。
On the one hand, the mother-in-law encouraged the daughter-in-law to do this.
一面路德也说，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
And then Ruth also said, whatever you command me, I will do.
那我们怎么明白那天晚上所发生的事
？So how do we understand what happened that night?
我们知道说，等到这个农场的主人他们这个播大麦的时候
So we know when they were winnowing the barley
他就农场主人就带着所有的仆人都睡到 睡到哪里？睡到这个大麦场上去。
So then the owner of the farm would go and sleep, sleep together with all of the servants, in that field.
这个大麦场是个 public space, 完全是公开的地方。
So that threshing floor was a public space.
人来人往可以这样经过。
People can come and go in that place.
你看见吗？这是很大的大麦场。
It's a great threshing floor.
但是现在因为要打，因为要播大麦了。
But because you have to winnow the barley at night.
所以不光仆人在那里工作。
So not just the servants are working there.
那么主人也到那里工作。
The owners will also be working there.
而且因为收成已经收完，已收割完了。
But because they finished the harvest already.
现在做播大麦的工作。
So now they're doing the work of winnowing the barley.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你知道吗？这代表什么？
What does that mean?
你如果读第二章最后的时候
If you read the end of chapter 2
圣经说路德与波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗
So she stayed close by the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest
直到收完了大麦和小麦
And the wheat harvest
这什么意思
What does that mean?
他们收大麦的时候
When they collect the barley
大麦出熟的时候
When the barley the first fruits of the barley
刚好是逾越节的时候
Is right during the Passover time
经过五十天以后
After 50 days
那就是五旬节了
Then you have the Pentecost
五旬节什么意思呢
What does the Pentecost mean?
到了那个时候
That day
不光大麦收成了
Not just do you have the harvest of the barley
小麦也收成了
You also have the harvest of the wheat
你明白吗
You understand?
所以现在很清楚了
So now it's very clear
To
chapter 3
很明显是五旬节的
Because of chapter 3 it's very clear it's the Pentecost
你明白吗
You understand that?
工作已经完毕
The work is finished
什么叫五旬节
What is the Pentecost?
你还记不记得
Do you remember?
主耶稣为我们钉在十字架
Our Lord Jesus has crucified for us
为我们完成了救赎
He finished the work of salvation
第三天从死里复活
The third day he rose from the dead
那么他就是出熟的果子
Now he is that first fruit
你从出熟的果子那天算起五十天
So from the first day of the first fruit and you count 50 days
那就是五旬节
That is the Pentecost
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
等到到了五旬节
When you came to the day of Pentecost
就表示我们的主不光死了而且从死里复活了
It not only speaks about our Lord dying but also resurrecting
他也升到天上
He also ascended
到了五旬节的时候
On the day of Pentecost
圣灵浇灌下来
The Holy Spirit was sent down
那两块饼
The two loaves
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
已做用油已经做成饼了
And that oil had made it into one bread
所以在五旬节的时候教会就诞生了
So on the day of Pentecost the church was born
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
感谢主
but thank the Lord
我们虽然蒙恩得救
even though we are saved
圣灵今天要把安息赐给我们
the Holy Spirit wants to give us peace
把我们带到了波阿斯的大麦场上
to bring us into the threshing floor of Boaz
但是不要忘记
but don't forget
工作已经完成了
the work is finished
所以到了晚上的时候
so at night
一面在黄昏的时候
on dusk
现在不是耕种
now you are not there tilling the ground
现在也不是收取庄稼
it's not to collect the harvest
现在也不是打麦
And that you're not threshing the wheat.
现在是最多把那个大麦扬一扬就是了。
So all you do is you throw the barley up into the air.
去所有的渣滓。
To remove all the dust,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这就是圣灵今天在我们身上的工作。
This is what the Holy Spirit is doing today.
十字架的工作已经完成了。
The work of the cross is finished.
所以你看见吗？波阿斯他就吃喝完了，他心里欢畅，结果他就睡在麦堆的旁边。
So after Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget，
所有他的仆人
，all his servants，
都睡在麦堆的旁边。
All were sleeping over there in the threshing floor.
一面是他们的，是他们的仆人。
On the one hand, these are Boaz's servants.
但是不要忘记
，On the other hand，
同时他们也是保护他们的主人的。
They also protect their owner.
所以你懂吗
？So you understand?
当波阿斯躺在那里的时候
，So as Boaz was sleeping there，
其他的仆人都像。都像这个辐射性的 radiation 那个辐射性的就躺在他的脚前
so they all dispersed right around him
所有在波阿斯脚前的都是他的仆人
so all that before his feet are his servants
他们躺下来的时候就好像是像太阳的光散出去一样
when they lie down they lie down like the rays of the sun spreading outward
放射线的躺在主人的旁边
and they radiated outside from Boaz
不要忘记
brothers and sisters
是个公开的场合
That is an open area.
所以在这种情形底下，没有任何暧昧的可能。
So under such circumstances, there's no such possibility of inappropriate behavior.
那为什么有这段故事
？But why do we have this story?
这段故事很重要。
The story is very important.
你知道波阿斯这个路婆婆怎么对他说呢
？You know what did the mother-in-law say to the daughter-in-law?
她告诉他说。
She told her,
这个你等他吃喝完了。
It said,
吃喝完了。第三节
It says, do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking.
到他睡的时候
when he is sleeping,
你看准他睡的地方
when he lies down, that you shall notice the place when he lies.
就进去掀开他脚上的被
and you shall go and uncover his feet,
躺卧在那里
and lie down.
他必告诉你所当做的事
then he will tell you what you should do.
这什么意思
what does that mean?
这个农场不光是打麦场
This field is not just a threshing floor
你要看准一个地方
You have to find one place
那个就是波阿斯睡着的地方
Is the place where he lies down
那你要掀开他脚上的被
You have to uncover his feet
你躺卧在那里
And lie down
换一句话说
In other words
那些仆人怎么躺在这个主人的脚前
How do the servants lie before Boaz?
你也是其中的一个
You are also one of them
现在你不光是不光十岁的女子
You are not just one who gleans in his field
现在你有一个地位
Now you have a position
这个地位是谁呢
What is that position?
所以等到半夜忽然醒过来的时候
So in the middle of night, all of a sudden he woke up
你是谁
Who are you?
这个时候路德怎么回答呢
And what did Ruth respond?
他说我是你的婢女路德
He said, I am Ruth, your maid.
请记得不要忘记
Remember, brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么他躺在那个脚前
That's why she lied at his feet.
他像所有的仆人一样都躺在主人的脚前
She lied at his feet, just like all the other servants.
你是谁呢
Who are you?
我是你的婢女路德
I am Ruth, your maid.
第一章他是摩亚的女子
Chapter 1 She is the daughter of Moab
第二章她是十岁的女子
Second She is the woman that's gleaning on the field
第三章她像所有的仆人一样我是你的婢女
Chapter 3 She is the maid
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你明白
Understand that
那不要忘记
Don't forget
这个婆婆怎么说呢
What did the mother-in-law say
当她睡的时候
When he lies down
看准她睡的地方
You are to notice when he lies down
就进去掀开她脚上的被
Uncover his feet
躺卧在那里
and lie down
做什么呢他必告诉你
then he will tell you
所当做的事
what you shall do
换一句话说
in other words
路德需要启示
Ruth needs revelation
需要波阿斯把一些事告诉他
Ruth needs Boaz to tell her some things
我们蒙恩得救了
after we are saved
我们失去了许多的麦穗
we lose many of our
fruit 我们需要主把更多的旨意启示给我们
we need the Lord to give us even more revelation
有许多事我们不明白
oftentimes we don't understand
但是什么地方你能明白神的旨意
but where can you understand the will of God
在什么地方你能够得到启示呢
Where can you receive revelation?
一个很特别的地方
There's a special place
那就是波阿斯的脚前
And that is at the feet of Boaz
你明白吗
Do you understand that?
这里很重要的一点
Here's a very important point
如果你躺在那里
If you're lying down
你承认你是婢女
You confess that you are a maid
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在波阿斯叫启示给你
Now Boaz is going to give you revelation
你就明白到底你应当怎么做
Then you understand what you need to do
所以婆婆是告诉媳妇
So the mother-in-law was telling the daughter-in-law How can you receive revelation?
你需要启示，你才能往前去。
You need revelation to go on.
你需要启示，你才能得着安息。
You need revelation to receive rest.
好了，你再读下去。
If you read on,
第六节
verse 6,
路德就下到场上。
So she went down to the threshing floor.
照她婆婆所吩咐她的而行。
And did according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her.
吃喝完了。
When Boaz had eaten and drunk,
心里欢畅。
And his heart was merry.
就睡在麦堆的旁边。
He went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain.
路德便悄悄来掀盖。他脚上的被
and she came secretly and covered his feet
躺卧在那
and lay down
到了夜半
and it happened in the middle of the night
忽然惊醒
that the man was startled
翻过身来
and bent forward
不料有女子躺在他的脚下
and behold the woman was lying at his feet
我再说
let me repeat
这一切都是脚前
this is all a story at the feet
路德躺在他的脚下
Ruth rested at his feet
就像其他的仆人躺在他脚下
just like all the other servants
你看见吗
you see that
那么在这个时候他就说
at this time she said
你是谁回答说我是你的婢女路德
who are you and she said answered I'm Ruth your maid
求你用你的衣襟遮盖我
so spread your covering over your maid
那不要忘记